I took a fast shower, dressed in clean clothes, slathered some aloe cream on my blistered face, and followed my scaly nose to the coffee pot. I drank half a cup while I read the funnies, and then I called Dorsey. "We've got the analysis back from the lab," he said. "It was definitely a bomb. Professional job. Of course, you can get a book out of any library will tell you how to do a professional bombing. You could build a fucking nuke if you wanted to. Anyway, I thought you'd want to know." "I suspected as much. You have any ideas who would do such a thing?" "No names." "How about Morelli?" "That's a possibility." "I missed you at the station yesterday."
He was fishing. He knew there was something screwy about all of this. He just hadn't figured it out yet. "Welcome to the club, Dorsey."
"I'll try to get there today." "Try real hard." I hung up and topped off my coffee. "Dorsey wants me to come in."
"Are you going?"
"No. He's going to ask questions I can't answer."
"You should put in some time on Stark Street this morning."
"Not this morning. I have things to do."
"What things?"
"Personal things." He raised an eyebrow. "I have some loose ends to tie up, just in case," I said.
"Just in case what?"
I made an exasperated gesture. "Just in case something happens to me. For the past 10 days, I've been stalked by a professional sadist, and now I'm on the Happy Bombers hit list. I feel a little insecure, okay? Give me a break, Morelli. I need to see some people. I have a few personal errands to run." He gently peeled a strip of loose skin off my nose.
"You're gonna be okay," he said softly. "I understand that you're scared. I get scared, too. But we're the good guys, and the good guys always win."
I really felt like a jerk, because here was Morelli being nice to me, and what I actually wanted to do was hop on over to Bernie's and buy a blender and get my free daiquiri mix.
"How were you planning on running these errands without the Jeep?" he asked.
"I retrieved the Nova,"